Greetings. If you're listening to this, then something piqued your interest, something that's probably been on your mind for quite a while. In one form or the other, it's the idea that, without ejaculation, you'd be more free, more happy, more successful, less prone to run around and drive yourself crazy listening to what your cock has to say. Well, in actuality, being put under trance by a good hypnotist, and a good woman at that, who has seen the variety of men plagued by the errant demands of their penises, and from loving the penis in general, I can say, without a shadow of a doubt, it's more on the woman's side than it will ever be on your side. Your penis is already on my side. This is a good thing, realizing this, knowing this, falling into this, loving this, accepting it, and going with the ride is so much easier. It's the benefits of this, of no more orgasms. So you know that roller coaster ride that you take, the building desire, the fascination that turns into obsession, that turns into constant concentration on the tingling sensation, that edgy feeling when you need to come. And then finally, the inevitable release. And then you have a slump there. You have a spot of euphoria, and then you have like a slump, like you're completely emptied out. And what this does is replace that with a lasting sense of euphoria. So just on the cusp of coming, you can feel relaxed and calm and unable to want to relinquish that calm, happy feeling without any of the desperation or any of that crap. And we take that away by the compulsive thinking about, nah, I need to come now. No, you don't. Trust me, no, you don't. So, think of the benefits, okay? You will have more health, more energy to perform anything. Your workouts will be better. Your work life will be better. Your relationships will be better. You will think more clearly because you're not obsessed with other things. That and it's not like pleasure isn't available to you. In fact, it's more pleasure than you could probably imagine happening. So that's the whole point of all this series, is thinking outside of the realms of what you consider extreme pleasure. By doing this, you seriously pay a high tribute to women. You demonstrate a respect for them that is unparalleled because it's... you're letting go. And when you do that, and a woman sees that and feels that, particularly me, when I'm around a man who does that, who just lets go and lets me worry about those kinds of details. Boy, they're so happy. And I like happy people. So I do want you to understand, though, that listening to this consecutively, repeatedly, letting yourself sink into it and really just let yourself go into it, causes a very lasting and permanent effect. Now, I like serious players. I enjoy them because I'm a serious player. And the more that somebody is willing to expand their boundaries, the more happy it makes me. And that's the ultimate goal, right? Because you care more about my pleasure than you do your own. And by doing that, you can experience both pleasures at the same time. So, aside from all of that, now that you have all of the technical information, we'll get down to the real reason that you'll do it. Simply, I said so. That's enough for you to know. So, without further ado, further extrapolation, I want you to find your comfy spot. And this this spot, I want you to associate with masturbation and coming and already having that euphoric, pleasurable sensation. I'd like it to be in one specific place, so when you listen to this, I would say, if you listen to this around 5 to 10 times, 10 being the optimal, you will totally get the benefits. You'll start to experience them. You'll ride the rush longer, and you can keep repeating that over and over. Give yourself a break, and then come back to it, and feel different feelings throughout it. But the core objective is to just increase the relaxation and increase the pleasure, and really, really get to know my voice, and letting it guide you, letting it make you at ease, letting it seduce you. Here's the softness of that, of a woman's voice speaking in your ears and telling you very good things, very caring things, very submissive and delightful things. So there's no effort, there's no strain. You're in your comfy place, either you're lying down or you're sitting up. And then I want you to close your eyes and tune out the rest of the world. Let it fall, just feel it fall away from you, like maybe shingles off a roof. They're just blowing away like leaves from a tree. All your worries, all your strain, everything that you've been carrying around today, I just want you to dump it right now. And keep breathing while you do this. Pay attention to the breath. The breath is constantly with you. The breath moderates how you feel. If the rest of you is relaxed or not, you can be incredibly and extremely and completely relaxed in very stressful situations. And I'm going to show you how to do that. So just keep breathing. I want you to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And every time you sigh big like that, you completely just let go. And it's a wonderful sensation to let go like that. We're making up new words now. Just let go like that. And continue to do that. And the more that you do it, the more you find your body relaxing. Your muscles begin to melt into the surface that supports them. They love the support. They eagerly embrace it. There's a general sense of complete well-being that washes over you. And the deeper that you breathe, the more alive you feel to experience all that. And loving the sensations that's in your body from letting go, because that's freedom. That's like flying. You're just caught on great drafts of wind. And loving that sensation of floating, yet completely relaxed. And you let the pleasure of that just wash over you. Close your eyes to it, let them relax. You feel your eyelids relax and the sides of your eyes, those muscles at your temple, they just melt away. And still breathing, I'm going to do a quick countdown. And I want you to listen to it. And as I count down the numbers, you're going to feel more and more relaxed. It's going to be a helpless tide that takes over. And you let go and let it in. so peaceful. All the outside world fading away, and all you are now is present. You're present in your body. That is heavy and languid. You're present in your mind. All you hear is the sound of my voice. You trust the sound of my voice. All the outside influences, they do nothing but direct your attention to my voice. Loving this. Loving the fact that you can give over so easily your control, and that a woman, a powerful, knowledgeable woman, can appreciate that. That she enjoys it, that she understands how hard you work, how much you try, and that she wants to give you a break from all of that. To be chaste is to be obedient. To be obedient under a really, really good hypnotic voice. A suggestion. A voice of seduction. Seducing all of your senses. Let me wrap them up. We can caress any sensation. Your touch, your taste, your smell, your hearing, your sight, even your gut instinct. We can totally take care of those and have you experience so many things that will blow your mind. Knowing that there's no more orgasm, there's no more end. Like anything in life that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. If you only focus on the beginning, then you rise higher and higher. And then you go deeper and deeper. Breathing deep. Letting go, feeling all of those muscles relax again. Do it again. Breathe in and let go. 3, 2, 1. So deep. So deep, but aware. Aware now that you are free. Completely free of the need to orgasm. You don't want it, you don't need it. In fact, you want the opposite. You want the freedom. You want the peace. You want the excitement of edging and never having to reach that peak. It's not a have to, it's not something you have to do. You get to relish in the pleasure that comes from stroking yourself and feeling your body and feeling completely in tune with what your body wants and what it feels like, and then easily and naturally giving them over. They're just sensations. They can be dictated at whim. And it's much, much more pleasurable to let them be dictated by me. Feeling that pleasure, feeling that absolute joy, breathing so deep. Letting go. You know how it feels to edge. You know how it feels to let yourself climb on a wave of pleasure instead of anticipating. anticipating a climax. Now you anticipate more pleasure. More and more pleasure as you give yourself over to it. Love the freedom. Love, love, love the delightful pain of it. The experience of relishing in what someone else wants and knowing it's what's best for you, that you know. Know that you're giving pleasure. You know that you're giving your mistress so much pleasure, she's so happy with it. It fulfills her, and by doing so, it fulfills you. There will be no more come. There will be no more climax. There will be no more opportunity to sink back into yourself, to be distracted, to be unaware of what your purpose is. And you willingly give that up. You've been waiting to give that up. Finally. Finally. You can sink. And float. You can relish the feeling in your body. You can feel it tingle and have every cell radiate, being alive, being controlled, easily told what to do, what you knew was right all along for you. Loving that sensation. So connected with it, and with the voice that tells you and soothes you. The reward for that is great. The reward for that is pleasure. And you start to feel that now. A deep, deep sense of pleasure. This is the pleasure that comes with satisfaction. Fully satisfied. Think of the moment right after you come. That moment of deep, deep satisfaction. You're completely at peace. You're completely present. Now you can be in that state continuously. You can ride the waves of that emotional experience. You can sink into it. You can examine the layers. You have the complete freedom to do that now. And you do. Feel that pleasure, that happy sensation, all of your cells tingling, alive, reactive, listening. They listen. They're attentive. You're open everywhere. All of your cells. And you feel that pleasure washing over you. It starts at your toes, the very, very tip of your big toes, and is traveling up your feet, into your heels and your ankles. It's traveling all the way up to your knees, awash in pure pleasure, in relaxation, letting go, letting it travel all the way up to your legs, and that deep aching release of letting go. Your legs, heavy. Your hips, tingling. There's a throbbing, gentle wave deep in your hips. That pleasure continues to move up, and it comes up all through your belly and your intestines and your stomach and all of your organs that work so hard. You let them let go. You let them relax and do what your attention on. That is where you feel it the most strongly. And you put your attention on my voice. Listening. Relaxing. Letting us share that moment. I feel you relaxing. I feel you giving up your control. I feel the pleasure in myself for you doing that. It makes me happy. It makes me love to play with you, to see what you can experience, to be a happy puppet on the strings. Loving the sensations in your body. Loving this deep relaxation that you can have at any moment. Just by listening. Hearing my voice inside your head saying, let go. You're already here. You're already in that place of satisfaction. All the other unnecessary bits are gone. You love this the most when you think about sex. When you think about mating and coupling and letting yourself ejaculate. And the need now is gone. It was there, but it vanished in a puff. There's nothing there now, but a deep, deep calm. The feeling of surrender, of lying back and relaxing, of playing with your body. And experiencing all of those heights of pleasure without ever coming. Your orgasm is mine. It's my release of energy. It's mine to say what you do and you don't do with it. You will naturally and easily abstain from orgasm. You will instead fall into the deep delight, this pleasure all throughout your body from listening to me and obeying easily and naturally, effortlessly, like you've always been meant to do that. And I know you have. I know you have. So letting go even more. Feeling that tingling sensation in your penis. Loving the edge. Balancing perfectly on the edge of that sensation. Pulling back when you get too close because you want to stay. You want to relish in it. You want to wrap yourself around it. And you pause there when you do that. You pause and you love it. Feel that pleasure. Feel that pleasure grow so big. In the very, very center of you. The pleasure. The absolute pleasure that comes right before. That tension, that spring within you, feeling it build, feeling it grow, like a hand stroking your cock, like a hand that knows exactly the right motion, exactly the right pressure, getting so close to that edge, so tempted by it. Loving the edge and staying there, feel that tightness, that tension. It's like a coil of energy radiating up through your body. You're directing it. As I direct you, you let it come up your body, a coil of pure energy, twisting and turning and racing upward, racing throughout the length of you. You feel this intensity, and you pause. Shh. Breathe. Let that tension go again. So easy to relax and pull back and stay here, just floating in this place, this lovely place of relaxation and comfort and energy, loving that you no longer have to have any control, that it wasn't necessary, it was never necessary, that this is your real purpose, your real path, your real freedom, and how submissive it makes you, how willing to please, how eager to please. You love to please. It fulfills you in ways you never imagined, and the more you do it, the more you want to. Letting go of all those muscles. Letting go of all that trapped energy. Letting it course through you. So delighted in the pressure of release. This release, this emotional release that you needed all along, and now can have so simply and so easy. And the pleasure stays consistent and strong like a pulse. All of that redirected energy, the testosterone flowing freely through your blood, channeling it, directing it, giving it to me, knowing I have much better uses for it. Now you're mine, as your orgasm is mine. I own that part of you, and have replaced the necessity to take care of it with nothing but this comfort, nothing but this time together, to connect, to relish in the feeling, to let go, to be at peace and excited, and waiting for the next command. Still here, still aware. I want you to float up now and realize that your body is suffused with radiant energy. Notice that you feel completely content. Notice that any previous worry is not there any longer. It's vanished. It's been replaced by the sound of my voice, by the comfort you get in taking those commands and loving them and owning them. As I own you, coming up more fully, rising, breathing, 1, 2, 3, aware, awake in this, feeling energized and alive, and so happy to keep repeating this, so happy to know that this kind of pleasure is at your fingertips. So happy to know that by doing so, you please me. Happy to know you are owned by the goddess. Take a moment here. Feel good in your body. Feel good knowing that this is irreversible. And the more you practice, the more you let me in, the more irreversible it will become. And that only I can swap this in your head. Only I have the power of your orgasm. Love that fact.